Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 30th of August, Ches Elul, Horav Elchonon Goldblatt, Asher Korcho Baderech.
The story of Amalek is quoted twice in the Chumash, once in our Parsha. The other occasion is in Parshas B'Shalach. And the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, one of the Pesukim says, Vayomer, and he said, Ki Yod al Kes Yod, the hand of Hashem is raised to swear by the throne of Hashem. Milchamo l'Adonoi ba'Amalek, there will be war between Hashem and Amalek, Midor Dor, for every generation. And in that Pasuk there are two words where the spelling is unusual. The word for throne, the word is written Kes, Chaf Samach, not Kisei, Chaf Samach Aleph, but Kes, it's written in a shorter form. And the Kes, the throne of Hashem, the word for Hashem there is only written in two letters, Yud Hei, not the normal four letters. And on this Rashi comments. Rashi says, Yod Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hurmo Lishova B'Kiso, the hand of Hashem is raised to swear by his throne, Liyos Lo Milchomo Ve'evol, that there should be war and enmity ba'amolek olomis, with Amalek forever. Mau case, why does it say case, chaf samach, v'lo ne'mar kisei, and it doesn't say kisei, the three-letter word, why two letters, not three? Vav Hashem, and also the name of Hashem, nechlat lechetzim, is cut in half. Nishbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, she'ein shmo sholem, that his name is not complete, ve'in kiso sholem, and his throne is not complete. Ad she'imacho shmo shel Amalek kulo, until the name of Amalek is entirely destroyed. Now, this is extraordinary. This means that the attack of Amalek, I mean, what is Amalek after all? It's a nation who came and attacked and they tried to kill us and we beat them. What is so extraordinary about Amalek that the throne of Hashem is not complete and the name of Hashem is not complete until Amalek is destroyed? So in this week's parasha, a couple of psukim, Zohar, remember, Eis Asher Osolucha Amalek, what Amalek did to you, Baderech, on the way, but Seisachem in Mitzrayim, on your way out of Egypt. Asher korecho baderech, they happened on you on the way. Vayezanei b'chos, same word as zonov, a tail. They attacked from the rear. Kol anechisholi macharecho, all those who were weak. Vato yefi yogeh, you were tired, exhausted. Velo yogeh elokim, and they were not afraid of Hashem. What does asher korecho mean? They happened on you on the way. What's asher korecho? So Rashi quotes three pshatim, one of which we'll focus on. The first pshat Rashi quotes, it's number four here. Losh and mikra, they just happened. On that, I have nothing to say. Second shot, Domarach Aloshen Keri Vetuma, he links it to Balkeri. Shoyo Matam on the Mishkov Zohar, they went Matame Klal Yisrael through Mishkov Zohar. This is very contemporary, but again, I have nothing to say about it. Now, the famous one, if I'm asked what I think about it, the answer is I don't. The Domarach here, the final shot, and this is the one we're going to talk about. It's an expression of cold. Kor means cold. Cold and hot. Tzinencho, he cooled you down. Vifshircho mirisicho secho, he made you no more than warm where previously you'd been boiling. What does that mean? Shoyukolo umas yireim lilochem b'chem. After, this is immediately after Kriyas Yamsuf. All the other nations were frightened to fight you. Bozeh, Amalek came. Vihischel, and he started. Vero mokum lacherim, he showed the way for others. By attacking us, he cooled down all the excitement of Kriyas Yamsuf. Marshal, it's analogous, lambati rasachas, to a boiling hot bath. Enkol beri yechoyle leirig besoncho, the bath is so hot that nobody can possibly go down into it. Bo bembelial achad, one wicked fool comes, kofats and jumps, yorod besoncho went into it. Alpi shenichva, though he's scalded, hikre usor bifnei acherim, he's made it cooler in front of other people. So the third pshat in Rashi is, what is the terrible thing that Amalek did? Asher korcho, he cooled you down. He crushed the enthusiasm. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that this krirus, this cooling down of the enthusiasm, destroying the excitement, this is the source of all cutness in people. Anything that's small in human beings is derived from the absence of excitement, the absence of inspiration. There was an inspiration, you're really excited, and an event, or whatever it might be, cools that down, and that's the source of everything that's small in people.
And you know what he said? That which the destroying of enthusiasm, the cooling down, which is so very terrible, can be reversed in a moment. A moment of his aura, as he said, can turn that completely round. And let's go through a number of cases where he saw this in one way or in the other. First, where did Amalek come from? What's the source of Amalek? Where did these people, whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne will not be complete until they are destroyed, where did they come from? So the Posen says in Bereishis, V'simnau Esav Pilegesh Lelifaz ben Ephoz, ben Esav. Timnah was a Pilegesh, a concubine, to Eliphaz, the son of Esav. V'atena Lelifaz is Amalek, and she bore Amalek. So he comes from Timnah. What do we know about Timnah? Says Gemara in Sanhedrin, Timnah bas Melochim Avoi, she was a princess. How do we know? D'chsiv Aluf Lotan Aluf Timnah, the chief of Lotan, the chief of Timnah. And what is an aluf? Malchusa below Sagohi. It's a chief. It's a prince without a crown. So Timnah was a princess. Boya li'igura, and she wanted to do geirus. What happened? Boaz eitzel Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov. She approached Avrom Yitzchak and Yaakov. Velo kiblu, they didn't accept her. So she wanted to become a geirus, and she was rejected. V'holcha v'oisol pilegesh le'elifaz ben Esav. So she chose to go and become a pilegesh to Eliphaz instead. Why? She said, better I should be a servant in this people, a grandchild of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, not a mistress, not a princess in another people. Okay, so that's the story of Timnah. Timnah was a princess. She approached Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for Geirus, and she was rejected. She became a Pilegesh to Eliphaz, the son of Esav, because she thought it would be better to be in some way connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to be a princess. Nafik mino Amalek, and out of her came Amalek, that tzarin hu liYisrael, who caused pain to Yisrael. Why? My timer. Delo iboya lehu l'racha, they should not have been marchika. Now pause for a moment. What do we know about Avraham Avinu's attitude to Gabriel? The Pasuk says in Lech Lecha, Esan nefesh asher osu l'choron, the nefesh which they made in Choron, says the Targum, the Shabidu la'araisa, the people whom they were Megaya, says Rashi, Avraham was Megaya the men, and Sarah was Megaya, Megayeris the women. Avraham was strongly in favor of Geirus. So if Avraham was in favor of Geirus, and the purpose of the life of Avraham is to bring people tachas kamfei ashkino, why did Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov reject Timnah? They must have been something wrong. They must have seen that for all her enthusiasm, all her wish to join Klal Yisrael, a wish that is so strong that when she is rejected for Geirus, she chooses to become a Pilegesh, nevertheless she was not appropriate to become a Geirus. So if the decision of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to reject Timnah was right, why does this lead to Amalek?
Rabbi, Yitzchak wasn't so great on part of Shubah. What happens to them all?
I agree. You are raising two questions. One is I'm focusing on Avraham, not on Yitzchak and Yaakov. You're quite right. But I presume, if she comes to Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that the Rosh Beis Din is Avraham, and therefore his attitude. Your question may be better than my answer, but nevertheless, that I would give you as an answer. Secondly, the question as to what happened to all those Geirim of Avraham is discussed, and it would seem that they disappeared. It would seem that having been brought in, they afterwards dropped out. So it could well be that the Geirus was not successful. Changing the subject, I work as a teacher, and one aims at chinuch. If you look at the chinuch which Avraham Avinu gave, he raised Yitzchak, and that one was successful. He raised Yishmael, and that one, one can have a discussion at how successful it was. He also brought up Lot in his house. I'm not convinced that every time it is in some sense a nechama that he didn't have a 100% record with all his Talmidim. And what you're raising about the Geirim is perhaps part of that discussion. But going back to what we need here is this. Amalek comes from Timnah. Timnah wanted to be a Geirus. We know that Avraham was in favour of appropriate Geirim. So we have to presume that she wasn't an appropriate Geirus. So what went wrong? Why did this lead to Amalek? Those last four words in the Gemara, lo iboilu hularacha, they shouldn't have pushed her aside. They could refuse her, that was the right decision. But they refused her in a fashion of richuk, of krirus. And that is where Amalek comes from. Amalek, which is krirus, it's the coldness, it's the absence of enthusiasm, it's the not noticing and the not caring. which Reb Chaim believed was the source of all katnas in human beings, it would seem that what that Gemara is saying is the way that they rejected her was not an appropriate way. Lo iboy lehu l'racha, and that's where Amalek comes from. What else do we know? The moment when Amalek attacked is immediately after Kriyas Yamsuf. What do the psukim say about Kriyas Yamsuf? We've got to number 7 on this list. Shomu u'amim yirgozen, the people heard, they trembled, chil, trembling, ochaz, yoshvei, panoshes, took hold of the inhabitants of the Plishtim. Oz nivhalu elofei Edom, the princes of Edom were confused, Elia, and so on and so forth. The whole world was terrified, inspired, but terrified by the events of Kriyas Yamsuf. If you remember your Rashi, where it says, just before this little water split, Rashi quotes the Michilta. Kol mayim sheva olam, if somebody had a glass of water in Vietnam, it split. Whether that's meant literally or not, I can't tell you, but what it's saying is that everyone knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. So Amalek presumably also knew. But Amalek also knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. So why did they attack? What were they thinking? Well, the whole point of Amalek is not thinking. No enthusiasm. Kill the enthusiasm. Cool down the boiling bath. If you remember the 7th of the Makkos, the Makkah of Borod, so far, if you go through the story of Tzias Mitzrayim, Moshe said there will be Dam, and there was Dam. Moshe said there will be Tzvadeya, and there was Tzvadeya, and then there were Kinim. Moshe said there will be Orov, and there was Orov. Moshe said there will be Dever, and there was Derev, and then there was Shchid. Moshe said there will be Borod. So what's going to happen? Everybody in the whole of Mitzrayim knows there's going to be Borod. Moshe has 100% record. Whatever he says happens is going to happen. Everybody knows that. And it says in Pasuk Yud Tesh there, we're in number 8, Atot now, Shlap, go, Ho'ezes, Miknechov, Eiz, Kol Asher, Basodeh, gather your flocks, whatever's in the field, Kol Odom, V'abeim, Asheim, Otzei, Basodeh, V'lo Yosei, V'abaisot, anyone or anything which is to be found in the field and not gathered into the house, Yorad Aleim, Al-Borod, the hail will come down, and they'll die. So what happened? Hayoreis dvar Hashem, those who were afraid of Hashem, Me'avdei Farad, servants of Paro, Hainises avodoves mikneu el abotim, brought their servants and their flocks into the houses. Vasher lo som libo el dvar Hashem, those who just didn't put their minds to it, Vayazoves avodoves mikneu besodeh, left their servants and their... What were they thinking? What did they expect to happen? I mean, no insurance company would cover a risk like this. You've been told what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. It's not the astrology line in one of the cheap papers. This is a gentleman who has 100% record. Whatever he says is going to happen. What were they doing? The Pasuk said, lo son libo. They just didn't put their minds to it. And Reb Chaim believed that that is Amalek. Amalek knew about Kriyas Yamsuf as much as everybody else knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. But lo, son, libo, they just didn't put their minds to it. And as I've mentioned several times, Reb Chaim said, that's the source of all cutness, of all smallness in human beings. And don't think it can only happen to Egyptians and only happen to Amalek. There's a Gemara in Shavuos about Yediyah Space Rabbo. And Rashi explains that Yediyah Space Rabbo means this. I know, Loma Beves Rabbo, Shanagea Batuma Tome. Let us assume that this is not a phone, but a dead sheretz. I know that somebody who touches this is Tommy, okay? Ayoda Shehiragish Kishenoga. And I also know that I've touched it. I'm actually touching it now. Avalois Bonein Lossum El Libo Shenitma. But it doesn't occur to me that I'm Tommy. Let's just do it again. I know that this is Tommy. I know that someone who touches this is Tommy. I know that I have touched it. But lo son libo, Rashi is using the same word as the words in the Pasuk in Shmos. He just doesn't put his mind to it. That's a perfectly normal human being who's actually learnt in a base medrash. That's it. That is not the wickedness of Amalek, but that which Amalek did wrong. Lo son libo. It can happen to anyone. The Gemara Megillah, as far as I remember, it's talking about Shlach Monas. Rabbo had become the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbo Shodale Lamori Bar Mar Biyadabaya Moletaska de Kasper. Rabbo sent to Mori Bar Mar via Abaya. Abaya was the Shliach. Moletaska, a basket of Kasper of dates. Or Molikasa, and a coast filled with Kimcha de Afshuna, roasted flour. Kimcha, I don't know if it's roasted corn or roasted flour. So Abaye said to him, Rebbe, please, hash to Omar Mori, if this is the present that you send, Mori will say, Ichakloi Malka Lehava, if you turn the farmer into a king, but Dikule Mitzavre Lo Nochis, he still doesn't take the basket, which as a farmer he used to carry off his neck, says Rashi. Omar Le Abaye Le Rabba, Abaye said to Rabba, who was sending the Shlach Malas, hash to Omar Mori, Mori is going to say, Achshav Yomar Mori Olech, he's going to say about you, Ichakloi Malka Lehava, if the farmer, Malka Lahav, becomes a king, he still doesn't take the basket on his neck. Hasal, the basket, Shoyerogil Lahilech, that he used to carry, Boda Ben Kfar, when he was still a peasant, Umachil Livahemto, and feed dates and straw, whatever, to his animals, Lo Yorid Ata Mirosh, he doesn't take off his head, Kach, so you. Nasis Melech Varosh Bepompadisa, you've been made the head, and the Rosh Yeshiva Pompadisa, and you send him everyday stuff. What is this? This is that Rav, although he's become the Rosh Yeshiva, is not aware of the change in who he is. He's just not aware. He's not some lathe. It hasn't occurred to him that he's now the Melech and the Rosh in Pumpadisa, and really he has to send a Shlachmonas better than one packet of crackers and a glass of water. It just had, not that I'm saying that's kosher for Shlachmonas. It hasn't occurred to him that the change, Seema slave, there has to be Seema slave, and if there is Seema slave, it can lead to gadlus. You may or may not remember the story of Rebbe Elazar ben Durdia. Rebbe Elazar ben Durdia was a man who'd lived a life of depravity. The Gemara says there was no zoner in the world of whose services he had not availed himself. And he heard of an extremely expensive zoner a very long way away, and he gathered the purse of gold coins in order to pay for her services and crossed seven rivers to get there. And as they were beginning to do that which they were going to do, the Gemara says, Hificha, which I had always understood to mean that she broke wind, but I see that the art scroll says that the Ben Yoyoda says she blew out of her mouth. I tend to think that I'm right, but I haven't gone through it. And she merrily said, just as the wind which has come out of me cannot go back to its place, Loz of Endordia couldn't do tshuva. I couldn't do tshuva. I mean, remember, he's led a life filled with depravity. Every zola in the world said, I couldn't. And he did tshuva. And without going through the whole of the story, at the end of the story he said, Ein adova tolui elu bi. Tshuva depends on me. I can't get anyone else to do tshuva for me. I cannot get the sun or the moon or the heavens to pray for me, I have to do it myself. He placed his head between his knees, the gob and groaned and wept. Till he died in tshuva, Yotzes Baskel the Omra, a Baskel came forth and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia mezuman l'chayi olam haba. He's mezuman to chayi olam haba. Bocha Rebbe va'omar. Rebbe wept and he said, Yesh kona olama b'kama shonim. Some people take years to get Olam Haba. Yesh kol olam b'shu'achas. Elazar ben Durdia got it in a moment. In a moment. A moment of inspiration. And the entire life of depravity is turned round. Even if the moment is a moment which seems to us entirely inappropriate and incomprehensible, but a moment of his errors, and he turned his life down and did tshuva. Omar Rebbe further said, Lo dayon lebali tshuva shemekadmin oson. Yeah, not enough that Rebbe was, as they say, from birth. Not enough that Bali Tshuva, they actually accept them. And it's coming on some Rebbe. The Baskel said, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia. The careerus, the coldness, the richut can be overturned in a moment. A moment of Seema slave, a moment of his errors, and the whole thing turns around, and he's Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia, a mezuman l'chayi olam haba. You know what? The idea that it can all be turned round in a moment has halachic consequences, which you'll find in the poskim. There's a Gemara Kiddushin about a variety of people who say, Hariat Mekudeshesli Almanas. Almanas that I'm rich. How rich do you have to be? Almanas that I'm a giver. How strong do you have to be? Almanas Shani Tzadik, Afilu Rosh Agomo Harezu, she's Mekudesh. He says, Shemo Hirachu Bedata. Maybe, if somebody says to a woman, you're Mekudesh to me, Almanas, that I'm a tzaddik, even if he's been a rosh all his life, she's Mekudeshes, because he might have thought of tshuva. How long did that tshuva take? That moment. The moment that he gave her kiddushin. That's all the time that we have available for this tshuva to take place, isn't it? If he'd done tshuva in that moment, then you can have the question of whether she's Mekudeshes. says the Rambam, Afilu Rosh Hagomam, Mukudesh es misofik shemo hira tshuva beliba. Perhaps he thought of tshuva. So therefore Mishnah asks the kasha. We all of us know that if somebody gives kiddushin and there were no kosher eidim present, the kiddushin is not kiddushin. It's an important sugya with which dayonim deal all the time. Rav Moshe Feinstein believed that no conservative marriage could ever be kosher because he presumed that there couldn't possibly be a kosher eid there. Frecht the Lechen Mishnah, how do you know the eidim didn't do tshuva? Right? That the point of this particular sugya is, if somebody says to a woman, Hariat Mukudeshes Amanashani Tzadik, she's Mukudeshes Misofik, according to the Rif and the Rambam, because of the possibility of done tshuva in that moment. So if somebody gives Kiddushin in the presence of eidim, all of whom are possel, how do you know it's not Mukudeshes Misofik? Because maybe they did tshuva. After all, if the Mekadish can do tshuva in a moment, so can the eidim.
He claimed to be a tzaddik. He said I'm a tzaddik.
That is part of the point. Look in the Lechem Mishnah, you're entirely right. Look at the bit I've highlighted in number 15. Vim toimra Mekadish b'sulei eidim, somebody who's Mekadish in the presence of eidim apostle, my eidim Mukudeshes, why is she not Mekudish Nechesh, let us be Choshesh, Hiraru tshuva belibon, that they were Maharet tshuva. Yesh Loman, one can say, as Mr. Wiesenfeld says, the Shani of Zdiplin. Came Shu Omer lo Almanashani Tzadik, since he said Almanashani Tzadik, Amrinon Shemo Hira Belibel Tshuva. Perhaps he thought of Tshuva Gedele Kacha. Mashain came Be'edim. If you're just carrying on in the normal condition of Kriros and Rikhuk, there is no reason whatsoever to suppose that you might have done Tshuva. But a moment of his Horus, the man is about to give Kiddushin. The man gives Kiddushin Almanas that he's a tzaddik. That's a moment of his horrors, and it could have turned the whole thing round. So, does one need expert advice and help with this? I mean, in order not to be amolik, in order to turn things round, like Rabbi Loza ben Durdia, not that any of us are in the condition that he was. So, Bozuk says, Ki ha mitzvah azos, this mitzvah. Asher nochim etzavacha yom, which I command you today, lo niflesi mimcha, it's not wondrous, it's not gabbard. Below Rechok, it's not distant, and the Ramban, as I'm sure we know, says that this mitzvah is the mitzvah of tshuva. Says the Sepur note, number 18, Lo niflesi mimcha shed yitztorech l'neviim. If it was something wonderful or covered, you'd need neviim. But it isn't. You don't need neviim to advise or to help. Lo Rechok ahi, it's not distant, shed yitztorech l'chachmei adur, harchokim, that you would need the gedolei adur. You don't need a VM, you don't need Gedolim Hadur, Sheyifar Shulachal Boven Shetuchal Asosa, that should explain to you how to do it. It's just as easy as that. You don't need Nevi'im, we don't need Nevi'im, we don't need Gedolim for this. Tshuva is not Niflis, and it's not Rechoka, like Rav Loza ben Durdia, can be done in a moment. The Pasuk says, V'nei Korach lo Mesu, the sons of Korach didn't die. What happened? Says Rashi, they were involved at the beginning. They were there with Korach and with Dothan and Aviram and so on. Shazam Machlukas, but at the time of the Machlukas, Hiru Tshuva Belibon, they thought of Tshuva, a moment of his Horus. Levigoch Nisbatziloim Mokim Gavurbe Gehinim, the Yoshu Strong. It must have been pretty far gone. They were on the way down into Gehinim, but there was a moment of Tshuva stop. Just like that, Rav Loza ben Durdia turned it over in a moment. The man, the Rosh HaKol Yomol, who says, Almanashani Tzadik, turned it over in a moment. It's not Niflis, it's not Rechoka, one doesn't have to continue in the Kriyas of Amalek. The Spnei Korach turned it over in a moment. The Gemara says, why do we have Tekiyas de Miyushav as well as Tekiyas de Me'umad? Why do we blow Shofar twice? Lama Sokin and Meirin Ksheng Yoshvin. Why do we blow Tekiah and Teruah when we're sitting, and Token and Meirin Kshein Odim Tekiah and Teruah standing? G'day le'arveiv ha'sotn, in order to confuse the sotn, says the Tosfos, Perish ba'oruch, the oruch says, K'di Isa v'Yerushalmi, as it says in the Yerushalmi, Bila ha'moves lo netzach, Hashem will abolish death forever. Uchsiv, it's written, Vo'yo v'yom ahu yitokah v'shofar godel, on that day, the day of the abolition of death, the great shofar will be blown. Katshama kal shipura zim nechade. When the sotan hears the shofar once, bohil v'loy bohil, is confused or not confused? It might not be. Kadsho Matinyan, but when he hears it the second time, Omri says, Vadai Zeu Shipura de Yiska Bashoi Pragobal Mafazimna Lisbolet. This must be the great shofar. The time has come that I will be abolished. Umisarvivin is confused, Veles Le Pnai Lamevet Kategoria, and he, because of his confusion, doesn't have the opportunity anymore to accuse Klal Yisrael. What's the sort afraid of? We've blown shofar twice for thousands of years. And unfortunately, Voyo Bayomahu Yitoka Vashofar Godel hasn't yet happened. What's the shofar frightened of? Is he stupid? He isn't stupid. So what's he afraid of? So there is a set of psukim in Kehelas. Ir Ktana, small town, Anoshim Bo Ma'at, only a few people. Boy Leo Melech Godel, a great king, comes. Vesolovo Sand besieges it. Uvono Aleo Matsodim Gedolim builds around it great siege towers. Motzo bo ish miskein chochom, there's a poor but wise man there. Umilat hu eso ir b'chochmos, so he saves the city with his wisdom. Vodom lo zochris isha miskein ahun, nobody remembered that fellow. So Reb Chaim said, ir ktano, it's based on a medrash, this small town, that's man. Vanoshim bo ma'at, there are only a few people. Kochosov dalim ma'atim, our strength, our abilities, our powers are weak and feeble and few. Vayla Melech Godel, the great king, is the Yetzirah. The Sov Avo Sov besieges it and builds around it great siege towers. Ein Derech Limolet, there's no way to escape. Ein Monos, there's no escape. Can't be done. Motzei Ish Miskein Chochem Ze Yetzirah Tov, the Yetzirah Tov comes, and he saves the city with his wisdom. Chaim said his father used to say, how does the Yetzirah Tov save the city? How does the Yetzirah Tov save us? Lo Se Chochem Mumi, didn't do a thing. Gila vahesir es halot, he just took away the smoke screen. The eight sorrow is all smoke and mirrors. It's all nonsense. There's nothing there. There's the melech hagodl, ain't a melech. The eight sorrow isn't a melech. Veino godl, is not great. Veimut sudin gedolim. Hakol dimyun shovel maduchim, it's all smoke and mirrors. Tekia achas, one blast of the shofar, one moment of his odorous, like the shor achas of Reb Loza ben Durdia, like the Hiruho Tshuva of the Bnei Korach, like the man who's a Rosh Ol Yomov and he's about to give Kiddushin to a fine, decent, respectable girl and he thinks he ought to be a tzaddik, one tekiah can blow the whole thing away. With Sima Slave, with awareness in his odorous, Tshuva can be simple and immediate. Without it, Asher Korcho Baderech, the Kisi isn't Sholem, and the Shem Hashem isn't Sholem. I wish everybody a ksiva v'chasino tov. Right.